It's one of the great challenges that often comes up when a person is involved in speaking Lashon Hara, and especially gossip, rechilus, is the fact that these things cause machlokas. And in today's selection, the Chafetz Chaim adds yet another two prohibitions that come out as a result. The first one says, the Chafetz Chaim b'mumachzik b'machlokas ayidei sipuro, if you're adding to the machlokas, you violate lo yiyak korach v'chadaso. A person has a responsibility not to be like Korach, which tells us that, says the Chafetz Chaim, shalo lahachzik b'machlokas. That's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, is a responsibility not to get involved and not to hold on to machlokas. And sometimes you get a different situation. Sometimes we embarrass people for something that existed beforehand, or because of a pagam mishpacha, because, oh, you know what type of family this person comes from, or the fact that the person doesn't have any knowledge. Whatever is the case, you're going to cause a situation that where the person's going to get angry, or he's going to turn and be embarrassed. And even if the issue is only being out of le'atzmo, that's called onas devarim. In such a situation, a person has violated the principle of onas devarim. Words hurt, and they hurt a lot. Sometimes they can hurt more than physical abuse. And if that takes place between two people, it's certainly a violation of lo sonu isha samiso, and certainly if it takes place in public. So says the Chafetz Chaim, benimsa lefizeh shamagana lechavero, if you talk disdainfully in front of your friend, bein berechilus ubein belashon hara, befanavu befnei acherim, whether it's true or not true, whether it's just peddling gossip, or whether it's and not just peddling, but just they're designed to embarrass a person. Over gam kain belav hazeh, you're also going to violate lo sonu. Onas devarim comes in many, many different forms. And we have a responsibility to make it our business not to fall prey to those forms, and instead think about what we can do to change our style. We have to do what we can not to cause embarrassment or hurt somebody's feelings. And we have that opportunity to make things better, so and give a person his own or her own positive sense of self-esteem. We can achieve it, and if we do, we will certainly protect ourselves from the Lashon Hara and instead introduce a wealth of good in the world. Have a great day.